Good morning. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Huron Tiger Activities and Athletic Director Terry Rodert. The Tiger Athletic Department is putting a new emphasis, a new focus, a priority on strength and weight training for all athletes. There is a meeting scheduled for next Thursday for parents of athletes to find out what the program's all about. And Terry, I guess it's we've had the training capabilities, but we just need to put a little more priority to it.
Yeah, a few years ago, we made a commitment at the school board level to hire a winter and a spring strength and conditioning coaches for athletes to get in the weight room before school or after school during the winter months and the spring months. And I'm not real sure that I've done a very good job of getting that information out to our athletes and to parents that is available, and the benefits of kids attending those things, whether they're in season or out of season. And as I watched the winter seasons this year, one thing that I really noticed is that we are definitely smaller than a lot of the teams that we play, and a lot of that is due to strength training that our kids have not been committed to. And so it's not the kids' fault, it's not the parents' fault. We just haven't gotten the information out to everybody that this is what's available. This is the benefits of making this commitment. And so last week I met with the kids in grades 9, 10, and 11 and talked to them about 15 minutes about this very thing and pointed out what our expectations are going forward for them. And then we just want to pass that information along to the parents. So we are calling a parent meeting for kids that are in grades 7 through 11, currently in grades 7 through 11, next Thursday, March 22nd, and it'll be at 8 o'clock in the high school study hall room, which is A121.
And the thing with this, first off, maybe some parents aren't even aware of the facilities that are available. That weight room at the high school has went over a lot of renovations here just in the last year or two.
Correct. We put a lot of money into it. Again, it's an investment that the school district has made. We actually made it several years ago when we remodeled the weight room. And so we have a beautiful weight room. We have the state-of-the-art equipment in the weight room. It's air-conditioned, so it's one of the best weight rooms in the ESD. It really is. And so we need parents to know that this is available. We need parents to know that this is free of charge. During the school year, we also want to promote the T3 program that we offer in the summertime for a small fee, and just get the information out there, and then parents have the information, and they can make a decision on what they want to do with their son or daughters going forward.
And you mentioned that there is a winter and a spring weight training coach as well. Just tell us who those coaches are. Who are the people working on this in the system?
The two coaches are Zach Campbell, who is now in his second year in Huron. He came from Todd County. Prior to that, he was the strength and conditioning coach at Augustana University in Sioux Falls for a couple years. He has an exercise science major, and really strength training is his expertise. And so he's been a great, valuable resource for us, and one that we have greatly underutilized, and we want to change that. The other person that's been helping is Michael Schmitz, the head football coach. And Michael's gone to a lot of seminars and a lot of training for weightlifting and conditioning and training and those sorts of things. So those are the two people that are spending all the hours in the weight room prior to school beginning and also after school. And so we just want parents to know that we have supervisors that are trained in this area, and that we want kids to make a commitment to lifting, and we want what's best for our athletes. And in today's world of competition, strength training is a key ingredient for teams that are successful.
And just to kind of wrap it up here, I think a word maybe I was looking for before was we're putting an emphasis, a big emphasis on this, or really putting a priority on it now for our athletes moving forward.
Correct. It's really to the point where it needs to be an expectation of our athletes that they need to be involved in a weight training program. We want our athletes to hold other athletes accountable. We want senior leadership. We want our juniors and seniors to take ownership of this change, and we want kids to connect with the younger kids and try to do a buddy system and get them involved. And we just feel that we will see we will see the benefits of this over the long haul. The improvements won't be made over the first couple weeks, but over the long haul of 3 or 4 months of weight training, and then, of course, we'd like him to continue in their season when it's available, depending on practices and their game schedules, and just really build this culture of strength training and the importance of strength training and giving our kids the best resources out there available so they can be successful when they compete.
Again, that's Terry Roden, Activities Director for the Huron School District, and that a meeting for all parents who have kids in athletics grades 7 through 11 this year or 8 through 12 for next year. That meeting is coming up this Thursday, March 22nd, Huron High School, room A121. That's the study hall room there. Meeting will begin at 8 o'clock, and they'll talk about all the opportunities for Huron athletes to work out with strength training, and a tour of that new weight room will be available as well. So check that out. And that a meeting in for all parents on Thursday, March 22nd, 8 o'clock, room A121, Huron High School. Coming up next, we're going to review some of the Huron Tiger boys basketball season from this past winter. We'll talk with John Scouten, the head JV coach, next on Dakota Sports KOKK. And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk Huron Tiger JV boys basketball with their coach, John Scouten. The Tiger JV finished the season with a record of 6-14. And John, first, just give an overview of the season for JV. There's always a few different things that go in there. Kids may come and go on the roster depending what the varsity needs and injuries and that sort of thing. And the other part of it, too, is you really don't practice together that much. Mostly you're with the varsity, and then you kind of go from there, and basically the award is to play that 4 o'clock game each day.
Yeah, you know, being on the JV team isn't easy for these kids because they spend a lot of time, as the scout team or doing things to help our varsity kids prepare for their game that week or the one that's coming up. So you're right, they don't get a lot of time to practice strictly as a group working on the things we do. But at the same time, at our practices, we spend the time doing, if it's our offensive stuff, everyone gets a chance to do it. So at the same time, there's no excuses for these kids. It would be nice to be able to have some time to practice together a little bit and focus on some things to improve on the JV squad. But like you said already, at the same time, their main job is to help those varsity guys get ready for their games. Yeah, early in the year, there's so much uncertainty, and especially with the youth that our varsity program had this year, some guys are filling up, getting moved up, filling different spots. So we had a couple guys, Tanner Evers and Tegan Evers. They both played a game or two early in the year with the JV before they were called up to that varsity program for the most part full-time the rest of the year. But, yeah, it's definitely an adjustment period for these kids.
Well, just talk about the group in general. It was a lot of juniors, obviously, some sophomores in there. And I think you even had a couple of freshmen get a few games in as well at points during the season.
Yeah, we had all kinds of different ages. We actually had one senior foreign exchange student, Albert Lucero. He came out in the fall when we had open gyms and stuff, and he played with us till about early to mid-January. And then he had to step aside to do some studying for a big Spanish exam that he's got. So we were thankful for him and the contribution that he made. But we had seven juniors: Mason Roselle, Tyrese Theus, Edgar Reyes, Blake Cruz, Benjamin Walton, Colton Pell, and Remington Walton. And those kids were the ones that were returning with, I guess you could say, the experience for the JV program. Had been sitting there and seeing how things were the year before. But those kids, as the junior class, they were kind of the ones that we looked to provide the leadership, and they did a nice job working hard and trying to be the best they could in their role, of whatever that role was for their team. And then we had Landon Haig, Hayden Haig, Nathan Borns, and Cooper Freiberger as sophomores, who those four kids, going from playing freshman sophomore the year before to playing a lot of JV, being important pieces for us, that was a big adjustment for them as well. And I thought those kids handled it well. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, Derek Simmons, Bunn, Jenner Sly, The weekend that Spearfish and Sturgis came out here, they got to play a little B and C team, we called it that weekend, because those teams didn't have sophomore games. So we had about 13 to 15 kids, depending on the night. Sometimes we had less because some kids were getting hurt and banged up. But overall, I was very pleased with the effort that the kids gave this year, and it was a nice blend of youth and older guys as well.
We'll talk about some of those kids specifically. Start with the group of juniors, because really you had a little bit of everything there. You had a true point guard in Mason Rozelle. You had some post players. You had some bigger kids. So really, you had pretty much everything covered with that bunch.
Yeah, the junior class, they might have been some of the taller ones we've had in a long time, at least on our JV level, with Blake and Colton at 6'5", 6'6", kind of lankier players, and they use their length a lot more in the post. And then you had Ben Walton and Remington Walton, who were, 6'2", 6'1", but those kids were physical and flat-out got after it. So it was kind of nice to be able to rotate those kids because you could blend a long, athletic post defender with a shorter, more physical defender, and they could help each other out and work together really well. And then Edgar and Mason and Tyrese, those kids working in the guard spots, Edgar and Tyrese did a nice job rebounding, sprinting the floor, trying to get some transition layups, things like that, offensive rebounds. And I thought Mason did a really nice job this year as the point guard, started to have a little bit more confidence in his shot. You could tell by the end of the year he was seeing some things and looking to be a little bit more aggressive and assertive that way. So those juniors they did a very nice job for us. And I don't want to leave out Tanner and Tegan either, because I mentioned that they played a little bit. And those two kids, they can score points, and that's what we looked to them for them to do for us. They were the ones that we were looking to get shots and to get our offense moving and rolling on those nights. And then with the sophomore class, Nathan Bourne came in. He shot the ball really well this year. I think he was the leading scorer for the JV program. And it's tough, too, because these kids are, they're being quartered and they're playing a couple minutes a couple of quarters of JV and a couple of quarters of sophomore and a couple of them even maybe a couple of minutes in the varsity game. So they had a full night of basketball. But Nathan did a nice job shooting the basketball. Cooper, he's kind of the jack of all trades there. He defends well, gets out and runs, can rebound really well, takes the ball to the rim hard, just plays really, really hard. He was a nice wing player. And then Landon and Hayden Haig, those two guys, have never had the confidence in their offensive ability, but they're very, very, very good defenders, tough nose, not afraid to battle anyone. And their offense started to come at the end of the year. They were aggressive going to the rim and attacking that way. And then with the two freshmen in those couple games, Derek was a nice post player for us. Again, had some aggression and could rebound the ball well. And Jaren could score, could shoot the ball really well, handle it for us when Mason needed a blow. But overall, these kids worked hard and did a very nice job.
Really had a core group of 10 there, if I count everything right. And just talk a little about the future with these kids, because you look at the varsity level, obviously there was a lot of underclassmen that played. Only one senior started consistently, but we had five seniors rostered this year that will be leaving the program. They all had their role in any case, and so there's definitely spots to be had for next year. Talk about some of the things you want to see this group work on here between now and come next December 1st.
The youth that our varsity program had, there might not be as many spots as in years past, but there are still spots available. And with those kids returning, the majority of our starting lineup with four of the five coming back, these kids aren't going to develop, into the starting role right away. But I guess what I would look for these kids is we got to have guys that can step in and shoot. We got to have guys that can step in and defend and rebound. to me, the area that I'd like to see the most improvement on over the summer here and in the off season is our ability to shoot the basketball. And when you can come in and knock down a shot or two shots, that does a nice job spelling the kids that are on the floor to start with, giving them a blow, not losing any ground with the opponent. And it gives everybody a little bit extra confidence and trust in each other when you can come in and contribute that way. So we got some nice length coming up. We have some nice girth, I guess you'd say, as far as guys who are willing to lay their body on the line and be physical. And then we have some nice guys that can shoot the ball. And so everyone's got to continue to develop their game and their skills. But at the end of the day, we're looking for guys that are willing to step in and contribute to a role in that varsity program.
John Scouten, JV coach for the Huron Tiger boys basketball program. Tiger JV finished with a record of 6-14 this past season. We'll talk Huron Tiger varsity basketball head coach Tim Budnagan coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK. And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, wrapping up the show today, talking with Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys basketball. Kind of a recap of their season. So they go 7-14, lose in the round of 16 to Sioux Falls Lincoln 2 weeks ago. And Bud, I guess coming in, an inexperienced team, you knew there'd be some growing pains. It took a little while to kind of get a system that you felt worked for the team. And kind of what the record reflects. We had some highs, we had some lows.
Yeah, we did. We just never, you know, put it together offensively and defensively on the same night. We were really good, you know, offensively some nights and not so good defensively or vice versa. But, you know, in order to win in our league, you're going to have good offensive and defensive nights on the same time. And we just never could put that together consistently.
You know, and I don't want to use it as a crutch, but we didn't have a ton of experience back. One starter back in Kobe Bush, who was a freshman going over to sophomore. Then you had Isaac Carr, who did get some good varsity minutes last year. But as I said, again, not a crutch. Every team goes through those growing pains at some point.
Yeah, you do. You know, high school basketball, you start over most years, but it was kind of a weird situation for us that we started, you know, all the way over, that we only had one starter coming back and really one guy that played off the bench, Ike, last year. And it takes a while for guys to develop their role and not only develop, then accept it. And once they've accepted it, then it's a little bit easier in practice and in games. You know what you have to do as an individual. This is what is expected of me in my role. So it took a while for us to define those roles, because we started a lot of guys. We got down to a starting lineup probably early January or so, and then consistently played guys off the bench. And I thought by the end of the year, probably the last four or five games, they finally felt comfortable in their role. And then all of a sudden, I thought we played a little bit better.
Well, I mentioned Kobe Bush, too, only returning starter, but yet just a sophomore this year after starting all year as a freshman. We just don't see that often with the Huron Tigers, a freshman starting pretty much a whole year. And then so he had a lot on his shoulders this year as a young player. And, well, he came out with an all-conference selection this week, so obviously he was up to the challenge.
Yeah, he was. You know, Kobe played a lot over the summer with the South Dakota Attack, so he went against good competition. I thought he put in a lot of work. And then in practice, you know, he's a pretty smart player. He understands the game. He can see things happen before they actually happen on the court. He can change plays, or he can read what the defense is doing, what the defense has taken away from him. So in that sense, Kobe's really good at orchestrating things on the floor for us. And I thought, you know, towards the end of the year, teams got a little bit more physical with him. Put a little bit more physical defender on him. It would made it a little bit tougher for him to score, wore him down a little bit towards the end of the game, where his scoring wasn't always where it was at the beginning, just because he got wore down. I think that it'll come with maturity, the strength factor, and then getting in the weight room and hitting the weights.
Well, as always, as we do at this last interview of the year, we kind of highlight your senior class this year. You had a senior class of five, right about the number you would like to have in each class, I think, as they move through the system. We'll just talk about each of those kids and what they did for the team. We'll take them numerically order. Start with number 30, Nolan Weigel, great golfer. And you speak of Kobe Bush having a mind for the game. I felt Nolan did, too.
Yeah, Nolan did a nice job of coming in and playing point guard for us. I thought he really improved his shot, got to the hole quickly, made a quick decision, got to the rim. And then defender, he was all over the floor, energizer bunny, gave us tremendous energy off the bench.
And go to number 32, Sean Flannery, a shorter guy, but definitely had a lot of athletic ability.
Well, Sean's got a ton of athletic ability. Jumps well. He's quick, off the bounce. He's deceptive because he's left-handed, and you can tell kids that, you know, he's left-handed. But until you get into the game and you see Sean's quickness, you just don't, you can't prepare for that. But Sean hit some big shots for us, too. Big threes for us continually throughout the year. And he did a nice job defensively for us.
Then moved to number 34, Isaac Carr, started the whole season. As we mentioned earlier, he was one of the only two guys that really had varsity experience coming into the season.
Ike had some experience, and now he didn't get a whole lot because we played a lot of seniors the previous year. So, coming into the year, Ike had to adjust his play, too, because he had to do a little bit more scoring. When we played him, the previous year, he was more of a defender rebound, which he is outstanding at. I mean, he can guard anybody, and he helped us a ton on the boards. And I thought Ike progressed offensively and got better towards the end of the year.
And go to number 40, Dawson Didi. I was a little surprised when I found out there after that last game at Lincoln. He'd only really been playing organized ball since his freshman year.
Yeah, that Dawson came out late. Didn't play a lot in middle school, and then he just started to catch on to the game. And then year after year, he worked a little bit harder, worked his way right into the rotation. I thought that Dawson was really athletic. He shot the ball well. I thought towards the end of the year, the last month, he really played his best basketball. I mean, he was scoring, he was defending, he was rebounding. I thought he really turned it on the last probably month of the year and really got comfortable.
Then the final senior, number 42, Alex Hill. Compare him a bit to the description of Sean Flannery, very athletic. I would assume probably the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. We never had a race, but I know I couldn't beat him in a race. So I think he's got to be one of the faster guys that we've had out for basketball. But Alex, again, left-handed. I mean, we haven't had a ton of left-handers. And then we had three of them on this year's team. So it was to our advantage to use those guys. Alex is really could go right as well, which made him that much more dangerous. I thought he also started to play well at the end of the year, the last month. His shot came back. He spent a little bit of time in concussion protocol. We had to work him through that. And then I thought the last month, he really came back, especially at Brandon Valley, hit those threes, got some runouts against Sturgis that really helped us propel us to that win. Alex can guard the people. He can guard anybody because he's strong down low. He can push and bang, and he's a good rebounder.
Then, as I mentioned, that is our group of five seniors this year. And as I said right at the beginning there, probably five is a good number by their senior year because, these kids stuck with it, and it takes a lot of mental and athletic ability to do that.
It does. It takes a lot of perseverance. And we ask a lot of them in the off season that they have to give up some of their personal time in order to work at their basketball skills. And if we don't do that, we're not going to be very competitive. So, hats off to our seniors because they did spend a lot of time. They were in the gym. They were good leaders at, getting other guys in the gym, off-season workouts. Dawson and Sean led those for us during the fall while the other guys were in football. They took it upon themselves to get guys together in the gym and work at their game. And you know, hats off to those guys, because it takes a rare person, especially as a senior, to come off the bench and accept their role and then do everything they can to increase their role or expand their role.
So having said that, with the senior group, you look at the underclassmen coming back. Well, it's it's kind of a what you would expect chicken egg thing. This year we came in with very little varsity experience. Now we got a lot of guys that got a lot of starts in this year that are coming back, have played a lot by next year.
Yeah, we started four, you know, underclassmen, Tanner, Tegan, Kobe, and Jet. So we think that, you know, coming back, at least we have some experience. They have a lot of varsity time. We're going to play, you know, probably 10, 11 kids next year just to see where they're at. I think we got a good nucleus with the junior and sophomore class. And then there's some freshmen coming as well. So I think we got a good start, and a lot of those guys got a good taste of what varsity basketball is all about. So I think we're going to start out a little bit more ahead next year than this previous year, with only one starter coming back.
And we'll just kind of wrap it up with this. Obviously, the season didn't end where you wanted, when you wanted. Everybody would have liked to have been in Sioux Falls this weekend for the state tournament, but AA up and down, ESD as well. There was a lot of good teams there. Nobody that you felt really stood out at the top a lot, but boy, just a lot of good teams. When you look at we had 7 wins in the regular season, but yet we're down there right at the bottom, number 14 in that round of 16.
Yeah, there was a lot of good teams, and, you know, we weren't really afraid of anybody. We thought that, you know, going into round of 16, we got a good draw with Lincoln. We competed with them until about the three-minute mark of the third quarter, where we turned the ball over and they hit back-to-back threes. All of a sudden, the one-point lead goes to 7, and now, you know, they have a little bit more confidence, and they become a little bit dangerous when they get that swagger. But there's a lot of good teams out there. Up and down, there's only, you know, only two teams from the ESD made the state tournament. So you know that's a tough field out there. And anybody at any time can beat each other and knock each other off.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Review of the season. Tigers finished at 7-14 and lost out in the round of 16. And 5 seniors will be graduating off the team here this coming spring. More to come here. We'll talk some Twins baseball as we wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday next on KOKK.